Join me in this experience. First, taking a deep breath and simply allowing yourself to be in the experience. You don't have to do much thinking here. Everything is going to come to you. You don't have to work at anything here. It's going to come to you. Just follow me as I serve as your guide. Just take a good deep breath. If you would, imagine a large mansion. A mansion with many, many, many rooms. It can be contemporary, it can be an old classic, but a real mansion. And I like my mansions with some water features around them, a few lakes, streams maybe, nature. However you want your mansion to be. And more than just see it, I ask you to feel it. And remember, with the I Am-er, you can be wherever you choose without effort. You're simply there. Now, I'll tell you another thing that you're going to be experiencing as we go on our journey here, is that things change, and that's okay. In other words, you might be imagining a mansion, but things, the landscape changes, or the house, or the style changes. And to the human mind, that's frustrating, but to the end, that's appropriate. The human mind wants things to be stable and steady, every brick in place. But in the end, it can change. So don't try to give yourself a hard time as we go into the experience if things transform, change. Don't hold a solid 3D physical state. So now, we're about to enter your mansion, but I'll tell you one thing about it. It is filled with many rooms, but it has no corridors or hallways. You're used to a house or a building when it has hallways, corridors, with rooms off of it, but not here. Not here. We're going to be passing through room after room without hallways. And the rooms may change, and that's okay. So now, let us enter. We enter into the first room. This room is filled with your biological family from this lifetime, whether they are now dead or whether they're still alive. It's filled with your family. Brothers, sisters, parents, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, cousins, whatever. And I ask you to be very present in the room, your consciousness. You. Now, feel around the room. You can see the faces, the bodies of your family. Do they see you? Are they aware of you? Are they interacting with you? Is this a comfortable feeling here, or is it a room that you're not so comfortable with? What are they doing? By the way, it's okay if things change and move. It's time to move on. So take a deep breath. And let's walk on now. Let's walk on to the next room. Remember, no halls or corridors. We just walk on into the next room. And if in this room are the ones who've been friends in your life. Feel around. What are the faces from maybe childhood friends, school friends? Is this room full? Or are there very few here? Do they notice you? Are you invisible? Can you see them? Or are they kind of faceless? Are there feelings of love, camaraderie, or are there feelings of betrayal? Notice sometimes how it's not necessarily what you would have expected. The faces, the ones who come forth, the ones you notice. Is this room comfortable? Is this something you'd like to stay in for a long, long time? Or does it feel like maybe it's suffocating or limiting or just uncomfortable? Are they aware of you? What are they doing? Are your thoughts, is your consciousness actually going somewhere else? Not even in this room. Let's take a good deep breath. It's time to walk on. We have other rooms to visit. Time to walk on into our next room. In this room are all the loves and the lovers you've had in this lifetime. Doesn't matter how long, could have been a day, could have been 10 years, 30, 50 years, doesn't matter, but all the ones who really touched your heart. All of your loves and lovers. Are there a lot or just a few? Is this comfortable or uncomfortable? Do they notice you? Or are you invisible here? Is this a place of clarity or a place of confusion? So take a good deep breath in this room of loves and lovers. It's time to walk on. Walk on into our next room. This room is filled with those who you would call your co-workers. In your jobs, ever since you had jobs. Be your bosses, your peers, your subordinates, all the ones over the years. You know, there's kind of a special, strange, but special bond when people go to the same place to work, have the same basic, I guess you call it goals, patterns. They're kind of thrown into this environment with strangers, all having a mission of the job and the work that they're doing. Now here in this room of fellow workers, comrades, associates, do they see you, or are you invisible? Is this a comfortable place? Does it feel good to be back here? Or is it some place that you just feel is taking life energies away from you? You know, a lot of your life has been spent at work, spent in offices or factories or stores, a lot of your life. But it's funny though, most people really don't pay much attention to it. I guess it's something that they think they have to do, and a lot of times with people they really don't relate to, but a lot happens here at work. Think of the characters you've met. How they think you're a character. So take a good deep breath in this room of associates, co-workers. We have some amazing stories here, actually. People who you kind of meet just passing through. Common thing as a job, but some people. Who you want to forget, and people that really made a difference on your life. But, well, it's time to walk on. So gather yourself. We have more rooms to visit. Gather yourself as we go into our next room. This room is most interesting. Because in this room are the ones who have been your guides, ones you've called your spirit guides, your angelic friends, who've worked with you in this lifetime and in some other lifetimes. And they're here. Not in physical body. Maybe you don't even remember or recognize, but they're here. So I ask you to take a moment to really feel. And I give you a little hint here. I know you can feel, you can sense, but you're trying to connect the dots. A lot of times they came to you, particularly when you were young, through a toy. Sometimes through a pet. They weren't the pet, but they came to you through the pet. And oftentimes, as your, what your parents called, the imaginary friend, they're here now in this room. Are they aware of you? How does this room feel? Is it comfortable? Could you stay here a long time? Don't struggle too much trying to make them physical or human. Just let yourself feel their energy. What do they feel like? How does it feel different than, well, let's say the room of the co-workers or the room of biological family? May sense something so close, closer than friends, closer than lovers, even closer than your biological family. They were so close to you, like no other. But you may also feel a slight sense of, well, abandonment. Why did they leave? Why were they just gone in the night without even a note or explanation? Let's not linger here too long. It's time to walk on, my friends. It's time to walk on. We enter into our next room, a most interesting room indeed. Because here in this room are all of your human past lives. Every aspect. That was a past life, every lifetime expression since you've been here on Earth, all right here. Are there faces, or is it all just a big muddle? What are the real feelings in this room? Is it a feeling of identity? A feeling of indifference? A feeling maybe even a little bit like a feeling you might have had in the family biology room? Is this room of past lives, is it comfortable? Do you see faces? Do they see you? Is it a place you want to stay? Would you want to dwell here with past lives? Is there clarity, or is it kind of dense and confusing? I'll give you a little clue. It can be all and. But it's time to take a deep breath and let's walk on. Let's walk on. As a matter of fact, let's walk on outside. Walking out of the mansion, walking out onto the beautiful grounds, out into nature. Ah, nature. Let's stop right here. Feel nature. I found in my work with Shambhara that nature is actually the most precious thing to Shambhara, to the human. More precious than God, more precious than family, the thing that will be missed the most. Feel around in nature. What does it feel like? How is it different than those rooms we just visited? Feel the energy difference out here in nature, the sky, the trees, the ground, the beautiful animals. How is it different than the rooms in the house? Is this a place where you could stay? Well, it doesn't matter. We've got to walk on, my friends. We've got to walk on. There's more places to visit. I'd like to take you now to a very interesting place. It's just a place beyond the body and mind, that's all. A place where you don't have a body, where you don't have the mind. It's not really hard to imagine, maybe for the human, but you're so much more. Here. How does it feel? Is it clear or is it confusing? No body, no mind. Is it comfortable? Is it a place you'd like to stay? Or You want to get back to the body and mind. It doesn't matter. It's time to walk on into the next. It's time to walk on to God. God, how does it feel? How does it feel in the presence of God? Is it clarity? Is it any different than that room with your biological family or that room with your lovers or friends? How is it different, if at all? Is there acceptance and love? Does it feel limiting in any way? Feel into this thing that you have called God. Take a good deep breath. Because we're going to walk on beyond God. Beyond God. Yes. One might ask, is there anything beyond God? And I say, we're going to find out. So take a deep breath and let's walk on. And now, we're going to go into nothing. Nothing, absolute nothing. There's no body, there's no mind. There's no family. There's no spirit guides. No lovers, no past lives. No nature, nothing. Nothing. How does this feel? Without anything else around, just you. No distractions, nothing to compare with. No history and no future. There's nothing except you. There are no failures in here and no successes. In here, there are no battles with self or battles with others. There's nothing except you. No body to contend with, no power, no emotions. Just you. There's no death in here. There's no pain in here. There's no goals, no plans, no battles. Nothing. Nothing is not even dark, it's not even still. It's nothing. It's the I am. I exist. Not I exist if I have a family, or I exist if there are angels, or I exist if there are past lives, or I exist if there is a future. There's nothing. Just I exist. There is no history to overcome. There is no future to have to figure out and worry about. There is just the I exist. I am. There's no power in here. There's no hunger of the body or the mind or the soul in here. Just I exist. Don't ever leave this place. Don't ever stop being here, ever. This is you. There's no God. There's no energy. There is nothing but you. I am. Don't ever stop being here. You can still be in all of the other rooms. You can be with family. You can be with friends and lovers and angels and nature and everything else. You can be in all those other things, but don't ever stop being here. Don't ever stop being with yourself. I am. Everything else is just an act of consciousness. This is the consciousness. Everything else is an expression and an experience, but this is consciousness. It doesn't need anything. Not food, not money, not power, not people, not gods, not angels, nothing. There's no past or present. It is just the I exist. Be here always and be wherever else you choose to, but be here always. Take a good deep breath. And in that breath now, from this place of I exist, now expand the consciousness, the awareness, the life into your mansion. Make those rooms any way you choose them to be. Choose who you want to be in the rooms. Be with the nature that surrounds your mansion. But always, always be in this room of nothing except you. Take a good deep breath, my dear friends, as we walk on into the powerless life. into new dimensions, into new experiences, but back into you. Back into the I exist. Take a good deep breath.